Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Samach Tes 369. As we get into the second Isser related to a Nazir, as we started to discuss yesterday, the 10 Isserim related to a Nazir, five of them, the first five have to do with wine and grape and raisin related issues. Yesterday we spoke about the Isser in general of drinking something of a wine concoction and mixture. We spoke about towards the end the Isser of Tam Ke'ikr, which is a basic concept in Shas, which is learned out from the word Mishras. Mishras, a mixture of the wine in the water, that's also Aser. We spoke about the three Shitas in Rishonim. Let's just review that for a minute, because the Chinuch, in the second half of the Chinuch, quotes two of the Shitas. The Chinuch quotes, towards the end of the Chinuch, yesterday's mitzvah in Shin Samaches. Ksas Mefarshim, he quotes, Shebechlal Iser Tamo V'lo Mamasho L'Halkos Alavu. You get Malkus if I eat Tam Ke'ikr. Kol Zman Shenasan HaIsr Tam Beheter. As long as there is taste. Kol Kach Ki'ilu Nis'ariv Bo Iser Kezayis Bechlei Achilas Pras. I put a grape in the water, and now I take the grape out. All there is taste. The grape is not there anymore. I take it out. That's the Chiddush of Tam Ke'ikr. It's an Iser Daraisa, and one would get Malkus for it. That's what some Rishonim hold. V'yaf Alpi Shelo Yadanu Kamashir Nichnas Bo Mimamasha Iser. Even though we don't know how much of the Iser went in, how much provided the taste. We don't know. It doesn't matter. If it tastes like it, then it is Iser Daraisa with Malkus. That is what some Rishonim hold. Ksas Mefarshim, he quotes this from the Rush. V'lo Kachtas HaRambam. But the Rambam, he quotes in Hilchas Nezirus and Malchalos Asuros, says explicitly, you don't get Malkus for Tam Ke'ikr. No, you only get Malkus for eating Mamashus. Shalcho mi Mamashus Iser Kezayis, Obetheatzmo, either by itself, Obetarovis. If you have a mixture, if you have the requisite amount, even in a mixture, you're going to get Malkus for it. But there is no Malkus unless you eat that. So it's not 100% clear. Does the Rambam hold its Daraisa without Malkus, or does the Rambam hold its Drabanan? So there's a discussion in the Achronim what exactly the Rambam Shita is, but those are the three Shitas in the Rishonim. Okay, today's specific Isser, Shin Samach Tes 369, is not about wine, though we're going to relate to it, but it's about grapes. Says the Torah, as the second half of the pasuk we read yesterday, Miyayin v'shecha yazir, chometz yayin v'chometz shecha lo yishteh, when it's allowed to have any vinegar wine-related drink, v'chol mishras anavim lo yishteh, that's what we spoke about, the mixture, v'anavim lachim v'veshim lo yochel. That last phrase is two averis, two mitzvahs, two of the 365. First one is today, anavim lachim, moist, a grape, what we would call a grape. Yeveshim, that's going to be raisins. That'll be the next Isser. But anavim lachim, if a nazir eats a grape, so then one would be, it would be a violation in Isser daraisa. Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis, please. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo yochal ha-nazir anavim lachim. So a nazir is allowed to eat wet grapes, fresh grapes. Shneamar v'anachim lachim lo yochel. V'yomer zecharim lavrach b'zechaz nazir. Anavim lachim lo yochel lo havi asaboser. Kolenia mitzvah zu b'mitzvah kodemas lai. I've already discussed this. If somebody eats a grape, so one is going to be chayiv. Right? What's discussed in the poskim here related, and we've touched on this in the past, that we have a concept in Isurim called birya. Birya. If you have an entire whole item, and it is less than a shear. Let's say you have a sheretz, an ant, that's less than a kezias. So the Gemara says that if I eat the entire ant, I'm going to be chayiv and get malkus, even though it's less than a shear. Why? Because that's a birya. It's an entire item. And on a drabanan level, the rabbanan added on the birya is not batel. The birya falls into a huge vat. But if it's a whole bug, it's a whole item, then it's going to be asur as well, even though it's less than a shear. So that for sure, the concept of birya applies to isurim. The machlokes, Tosas brings this up in Brachos, on Daf Lamed Tes or so, Tosas says, does that apply to brachos? If I eat one grape, it's less than, let's say, it's less than a kezias. If I eat a grape, so do I have to make a bracha achrona? You have to make a bracha rishona for sure. But what about a bracha achrona? So that's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos discusses it, the Shulchan Aruch, in the end of, in Hilchas Brachas, towards the end of the second chelik of the Mishnah Berurah. He talks about it in Siman Reish Yud. V'yesh mistafkin lomar, shal davar shehu kibir yaso, anything that is as it's created, which is one grape or one seed of a pomegranate. I'm not sure, says the Shulchan Aruch. It's a machlokes, so what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Better not to eat one grape. Never eat one grape. Eat zero or eat three. Right? So there's no suffix, because there's a suffix, whether you make one. Here, in our context, what if one eats one grape? If a nazir eats one grape, So Pashas is, that's the Isser. Does one need a shear of a Kezias? So here we don't get into Birya, because Birya had to be alive. They had to be alive. So is this, I mean, that's the Pashas of the Gemara. So if for Isurim, are you going to say that one grape is enough? So that's a question that has to be dealt with. But either way, the Isser of today is eating grapes. Umisharshe inya Naziris, Kasati Lamala. Look elsewhere where I wrote about Naziris. One topic that is an important topic related to grapes and wine, and then, Be'er Hashem, we'll get back to more Minchas Chinuch discussion as we had yesterday. There's a lot in the Minchas Chinuch that apply to all of these five mitzvahs, as he puts them all together. What happens if somebody makes a Borei Priha Eitz on wine? We know that grapes are Borei Priha Eitz, with an Ala Eitz Vala Priha Eitz. And wine is the only liquid that goes up. All other liquid goes down to Shakol. If somebody has wine, they make a Borei Priha Guffin. What happens if somebody makes a Ha'Eitz on wine? Two issues relating to grapes and wine. So one is this issue. So that is a machlokas rishonim. The Ritva says explicitly in the sixth parak in Maseches Brachos that if you made a borei priya eitz on wine, yatsa. But the Eved Yotzei, ubagmar muchachs. This is the Ritva on Daf Lamed Hey, beginning of the sixth parak. The imbir chalayayin borei priya eitz yatsa yotzei. And that's pashas what we would have said. Why borei priya eitz is a more inclusive bracha. Just like if by mistake I made a hadama on a fruit, I'm yotzei. If I made a shahakol on anything, I'm yotzei. So too, if I said a borei priya eitz on wine, which was supposed to be a borei priya guffin, which is more specific, I'm still going to be yotzei. So that's the ritva. That's what pashtus we would have said. Tosfos is clear in his implication that you would not be yotzei. This is Tosfos back in the first parak of Maseches Brachos, where Tosfos, just as an aside, Derech Agav, he is giving an example of a bracha that you would have to repeat. Tosfos says on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, he says, Umiyu, Haya Omer Rabbeinu Chananel, Im Haya Yodea Bebirur Shata B'diburo. If somebody made a mistake in what they were saying, Sha'amar Borei Priya Eitz Tachas Priya Gafen, Debetoch Hedei Dibur Yocholach Serbo. Tosfos just give an example that you could be chozer botocha de dibur if you make a mistake in your bracha. But what's the example that Tosfos gives? Saying a ha'eitz on wine. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger right there. What is Tosfos talking about? If you'd say a ha'eitz on wine, of course you'd be yotzei b'di'eved. Why did he give that example? So what he quotes here. Mashma bized din birchal yayin bari per eitz lo yatza. V'kakha the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham paskins like this Tosfos. That you would not be yotzei. V'tamuali d'ha yayin shame priyalav. It's a pre. BMK Shabram Mavarch Bori Priya Eitz. El Dayo Lavara Yoser. You should have been more explicit. You should have been more specific. BMK Logara Mi Birech Shahako. It's no worse than Shahako. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger leaves Tosfos Betzarachian. But what's the svara for Tosfos then? We're talking about grapes here. If I made the bracha of grapes on wine, made a Bori Priya Eitz on wine. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ritva says it later on. Lo gar mi shahakol. What does Tosfos have to hold? It is gara from shahakol. Making a shahakol on other foods is better than making a ha'etz on wine. Why? One has to say, and this is what the footnotes in the Mosada Rav Kook Ritva points out, that by shahakol, Chazal said, you know what? This is more expanded. This is most inclusive. But it's all, there's nothing qualitatively different. It could be more inclusive. Or even if it is qualitatively different, it could still combine, but the Rabbanan did not knock out the specific bracha. When the Rabbanan said you can make a shahakol on this, they didn't knock out the specific bracha. Or when they said you make a specific bracha, shahakol was always in the background. But what you have to say, according to Tosfos, is when Chazal said borei priya guffin on wine, they were mafkia. They said this is no longer a pri ha'etz. This is purely a pri ha'guffin. And they were mafki it. That's what you have to say. But that's a big chiddush of Tosfos. Machlokas on achronim. Because of machlokas, we would paskin suffik lakula. We would say that one would be able to not make another bracha, relying on the Ritva, relying on Rabbi Kiva Eger. But one should be aware of that daya in Tosfos. Good. Let's talk now about some of the issues related to Nazir. There are other issues related to wine and juices, bracha on grape juice pasteurization. Hopefully we'll get to that in the coming days. But let's focus some more about some of the issues related to general Naziris, which the Minchas Chinuch talks about. Going back to yesterday's in Shin Samaches, where the Minchas Chinuch talks all about these issues, he brings up a number of important yesodos in Naziris. In Oz Beis, Ha'omer Harini Nazir Menayayin Bovad. What if somebody wants to be a Nazir, but he doesn't like the whole package? you know, somebody's an alcoholic. So they want to accept the alcohol elements of Naziris. But they want to get haircuts. They want to be Tamei Mace. So an Oz Beis. How many Oz Beis and a Yayin Dovad? I only want wine. Or I don't want to cut my hair. Whatever it is. What's the halacha? The Gemara tells us, the Minchas Chinuch says, he's a full Nazir. If he accepts partial Naziris, tough luck on him. It's called Masna Mashakasa Batorah. You're trying to do something going against what the Torah says. You want to be a Nazir, so you got to be a Nazir. You can't be a half Nazir. You can make a neder not to cut your hair, but that is not this package. So once you say Hareini Nazir, you're automatically a Nazir. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Harei Nazir Gamer, V'asar B'chol HaDvarim, V'yesh Lo Din Nazir L'chol HaEnyonim, V'yaf Al Pi Shelo Haya B'Libo Rak Dabar Zebovad, even though you only had one thing in mind. Mikomakom Gzeres HaKasuv, to know der midavar echa, midvar mar asurim l'nazir, havi nazir gomer. It's tough luck. If I was accept something, even if it's against your will, you're automatically a nazir. This reminds us of a Tosfos we mentioned in the past, on Daf Nunvav in Ksubis, Nunhei, Nunvav, around that area, where Tosfos discusses, what about a tznai? Person makes a tznai, let's say on marriage. Masna mashakas batorah. I'm married to you on condition that I don't have any obligations to support you. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, he's married and he has all the obligations. Ask Tosfos, what do you mean? If he had this condition in mind, so you should say, Mamil, they're not married. Why do you say they're married with the obligations? So Tosfos says, because the whole idea of a tnai is a chiddush. It's a chiddush. Really? You're saying something, so how can you make a condition on it? So that's why, once the condition is faulty, so we just say, forget the condition, and what you said is what sticks. So similarly here, a person says, I'm a nazir. You're a Nazir? Wonderful. Amazing. We'll talk about it in the future if it's amazing or it's not so amazing. But anyway, wonderful. You're a Nazir. But then he adds, from wine or from hair. So you can't do that. You can't do it. Once you're a Nazir, you're a Nazir. Number one. Next, Ha'omer Hare Yadi Nazira. What if somebody uses an unusual lashon? My hand is a Nazir. Or my foot is a Nazir, not my whole body. So then that's meaningless. Your hand, your foot, you can live without your hand, you can live without your foot. But if a person says, my head, hare roshi nazir, o kvedi, or my liver, or my kidneys, adavar shanashama tluyaba, then you're a nazir. That's basically another way of saying you're a nazir. If you say a part of you that you need to live. Good. Oz gimel, famous halacha. If somebody says, I'm a nazir, without specifying a time limit for Nazirus. This is one of the few halachos, maybe two or three halachos, in all of the Torah that is based on a gematria. Only one. One of the only ones. So halacha in Maseches Menachos as well. Here it is. Somebody said, I'm a Nazir. So how long? 30 days. 30 days, that's the shortest amount of Nazirus possible. Why? Because it says, Kadosh Yihyeh, Yihyeh is gematria 30. So that's what halacha is. Rashi quotes this in Parshas Naso. That's why we learned that a person cannot be a Nazir less than 30 days. If somebody says, I'm a Nazir for 20 days, he's a Nazir for 30 days. Right? It's tough on him. If somebody says, I'm a Nazir for 32 days, so he's a Nazir for 32 days. That's fine. If somebody says, I'm a Nazir, and I'm a Nazir for 3 days, then he's a Nazir for 2 months. Because he says, I'm a Nazir, that's 30. And he says, another separate, I'm a Nazir for 2 days, but you can't be a Nazir for 2 days. So, the minimum of Nazirus is 30 days. Is for 30 days. There is, though, a distinction, interestingly, the Minchas Chinuch quotes, between where somebody says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, versus if somebody just says, I'm a Nazir, and therefore we force him to be a Nazir for 30 days. And that is whether we apply the principle of Mixas Hayom Kukulo. Whenever you're counting something, Shiva, or Naziris here, can you apply Mixas Hayom Kukulo? That the end of the day, you can finish already in the morning. So by Shiva, that's what we do. On the seventh day of Shiva, right, we paskin Safek Avelus Lahakel, so always mako by many halachas of Avelus. So in the morning of the seventh day already, the Avel gets up from Shiva. What about in this case? So the Minchas Chinuch says in Oz Gimel that, well, if somebody says I'm a Nazir for 30 days, full 30 days. He accepted 30 days. If somebody says, I'm just a Nazir, and we make it be a Nazir for 30 days, then we say you're allowed to apply the Mixiyam Kukulo, and he should wait till the next day, but if he brings his Karbanos at the end of his Naziris process on day 30, that is okay. Good. He does have one other important ha'ar as well, though. In Oz Dala, the Minchas Chinuch says, Ve'efshar lomar, de'bedin zeh, tehu lo kibel olav rak ad azman, he says, I can come up with another difference between what you said explicitly versus what we force you to accept. And that is what we related to yesterday. The Minchas Chinuch said, any of these violations of Nazirus, If somebody violates, they not only violate Nazirus, but they also violate the regular Isser of not keeping your word. Lo yachel dvaro. Does somebody violate the Isser of not keeping their word if they want to be a Nazir for 20 days and then we force them the extra 10 days? But I didn't say 30 days. You're forcing me to be a Nazir for 30 days because that's the system. But I didn't say that. So the Minchas Chinuch suggests that only within the first 20 days would you violate both the Isser of Nazirus and the Isser of not keeping your word, lo yachel dvaro, but in the next 10 days, you're only going to violate the Isser of Nazirus. Because you can't say lo yachel dvaro because he really didn't say it. Even though we force him, but he really did not say it. Good. Next point. He talks about a fascinating Rambam. Yeah, let's skip that for a moment. Let's get to the next page. I want to get to some more of the Yesodos, and then if there's time, we'll do the Rambam after. Turning the page, the Minchas Chinuch says in Oschess, any Jew could be a Nazir. Right? Male, female. V'kol ishe Yisrael yesh aslam din Nazirus im kiblu aleihem. V'noig b'nashim u'bavadim. Anybody. Ach Nazirus mefer abav kishar nedorim. But just like every other neder that a woman makes, a husband can be mefer, get rid of. So to hear, a baal can be mefer his wife's Nazirus, if she accepts it. What about a non-Jew? Can a non-Jew be a Nazir? No. No such thing as a Nazir for a non-Jew. Ben Noach, Einu Noig Naziris. That's a Mefurish Gemara and a Mefurish Rambam. What about a child? What about a child? So Katan, a Mufla, Samach Le'ish. So that is a Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Whether a Katan can be a Nazir the year before Bar Mitzvah. What's known as Mufla, Samach Le'ish. Good. Let's just try to get in one more major topic in Naziris. And that is what he starts talking about in Ostes. Ha'av Mazir Esbino. There is a special Din D'Oraisa that's learned out from Psukim that a father could accept Nazirus for his son, as long as the son is not 13 yet. If he's a gadol, then it's not. Just like, I mean, there's halachas about a husband accepting Kiddushin on his daughter's behalf. A father could accept my son's a Nazir. He could accept doing that. That's called Ha'av Mazir Esbino. A special Din that does not apply to other Nadarim and Shvuas. It's halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Ha'av madir b'no b'naziris im hu katan. If he says to the child, you're a nazir, or my son's a nazir, whatever the case may be, then the son's a nazir, and he has to go through the regular naziris process. V'ani misupak, I'm not sure if he can make his son a nazir in utero. That's what the Minchas Chinuch, that's a Minchas Chinuch question. I'm not sure. Im yochol azir bodo k'bei imo. Because is idam yil k'dushas haguf. Do we say it's like a carbon? If I want to be makdish a carbon in a fetus in my animal's stomach, so I'm allowed to do that. The kedusha is chal. Or he quotes the Rambam Nechaz Ishus, an amazing Rambam, where the Rambam says if a father accepts kedushin for his daughter on his daughter's behalf, he could even accept kedushin on his daughter's behalf before she's born in utero. So the Minchas Chinuch says, you know, does that work here too? If the son is not born yet, so it's shades of Shimshon, as we will talk about, maybe not today, but in future days. But that is his question. This only applies, though, if the son doesn't protest. If the father says, you're a Nazir, he says, no, I'm not, I don't want to be a Nazir. I just learned Parshas Naso, then he's not a Nazir. It's only if Shasak, number one, or you need Toth. You need the son to be Shasak, and you need the relatives to be Shasak. If everybody else in the family starts screaming, how can you do this to the kid? What terrible, he's going to be, not going to be able to drink wine. So that also, that's not lacha. The Gemara explains it in Nazir Daf Chavches. If the son or the relatives are mocha, said he is not a Nazir. If he accepts it, then even if the son, if the relatives start screaming, then he has to be a Nazir. But that's an important ha'ara of Av Mazir Espino. This only applies, though, to a father and son. V'davka Av Yachol Hazir Espino V'lo Ha'em. Only the father and not a mother, and only the son and not a daughter. That's the special Gzeiras HaKasim. It's only a father to a son. V'yafilu Makatan Mufla Samuch Le'ish Mikol Makam Yachol Abadiro. Even if he's 12, or she's, only if the son is 12, still, he could accept it. But the halacha is, when he is older, v'im hizer av lebno katan u betochim in naziris higdil, if the son's already a gadol, he can't be mazir him. What if he becomes a nazir within the month? Becomes a gadol within the month. That's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Whether that is acceptable or not, whether the naziris finishes. But this is an important ha'ara of being madir or mazir espino. Who has to bring the karbanos in this case? Who has to bring the karbanos? So, mi'ikar adin, the father. Because the father is the one that started this issue. So, this says, Minchas Chinuch, v'hamadir b'no b'nazir, haynu ha'av m'chuyi v'kach, ki nira me'a sugya. The son wants to bring it, he can bring it, but mi'ikar adin, the father has to bring it, and the Mishnah Malach discusses, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it, could the son be shoel on the Naziris, just like a regular neder? Could the father be shoel on the Naziris? The major lum this question about Maziris Beno is, whose Naziris really is it? Is it the father's that he's pushing to the son? Is it the father as a stand-in for the son, but it's really the son's? That is a lum this question that's discussed regarding Ha'av Maziris Beno. Okay, we'll have to stop here. In the next days, we'll have to talk about two specific types of Nazir, a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon. Those two Nazirim we will have to talk about in the coming days as we get into raisins and we get into other issues related to wine and a nazir.